Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Well, I don't know about you. I love Thanksgiving food. Love it, love it, love it. And I eat a little extra today for lunch. But by dinner tonight, I am so ready for anything that's not turkey and dressing. That's where my friends at Champy's come in. Lunch today, open tonight for dinner for the tailgate this weekend or your Iron Bowl party. Champy's World Famous Chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster. Check them out online, champyschicken.com. How good would a Mississippi Delta recipe tamale right now sound after Ole Miss beat Mississippi State last night? That, poor boys, tenders, those full chicken plates, the great southern sides, all at Champy's World Famous Chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster, your home for Blues, Brews, and Bird Brownie.
2:30 kick, Jordan-Hare Stadium, Iron Bowl, the 86th edition, and Stan White is with us on the Pepsi Hotline to tell him more about it. How many is this for you, Stan? How many do you keep up with it? Do you know how many you've attended, played in, or called on the radio?
Man, I do not know. Somebody told me how many consecutive games I broadcasted last year, but quite honestly, I forgot that number. I guess I'd go back and look, but this is 21 years of doing it.
21?
So I guess it would be, it's my 21st year. And I also did a couple of years on Old College Sports South, if y'all remember that.
I do, yeah.
With Andy Burcham, actually.
Yeah, I got a check from them once or twice, yeah.
There you go. And I played in four of them, so I don't know. That's a good.
You're approaching 30. That's a pretty good run, yeah.
Hey, before we get into the 86th edition tomorrow of the Iron Bowl, let's go back the last couple of games for Auburn. Blown 14-point leads in both of those games. I know that's been frustrating for you as a broadcaster watching that. If you had to try to point out one major reason they've blown 14-point leads in back-to-back games, what is it?
Oh, wow. And one was a 25-point lead, if I'm not mistaken, 28-3. One thing I think it just harks back on is just being able to finish and play four quarters. I mean, they have the ability to play well at a high level on both sides, but they just haven't been able to sustain it for four quarters. And obviously that's what you got to have to be able to win and compete at a high level. I mean, you get up 14-0 in Columbia, you get up 28-3, Mississippi State, and you just can't hold those leads. And, you know, good teams, really good teams, above average teams, know how to finish. And right now, the first part of the year, they were playing at a high level. You know, the Ole Miss game kind of showed a few cracks in there in the second half, even though they were able to hold on and win by 11. And, you know, we just saw last night Ole Miss finished a 10-win season. And so they're good enough to do it, but then the last couple of weeks, they've just not been good enough, obviously, to hang on and put those games away. So you do this, you do that tomorrow, and it could be a long day against Alabama.
Stan, the easy answer is you blame the defense, right, when you can't hold on to a 25-point lead or this or that. But, I mean, some of that falls on the offense, right? I mean, yes, you've built up the lead, but at some point another touchdown could really break the back of the other team, right? Some of that goes on the offense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's not one single one. I mean, a lot of people want to look at that 28-3 blown lead. Defense only rushing three, sometimes four at the most. And, Will Rogers is picking them apart. But also, if your offense can just keep the pedal down and maybe not take too many risks, but still be aggressive enough to be able to move the ball, run the clock, and get some points, then all of a sudden, you help your defense out a little bit. So, yeah, there's no single side. I mean, everybody wants to say, well, the defense blew a 28-3 lead, but the offense – didn't score very much after that as well. So, you put your defense on the field a lot longer when you can't sustain drives. And so it's a total combination of a problem.
Stan White is with us, former Auburn quarterback, now analyst on the Auburn Sports Network, 11:30 airtime from Dana Jordan-Hare Stadium, 2:30 kick for the Iron Bowl. Stands on the Pepsi Hotline. I brought this up. We were talking with John Parker earlier, and I brought up Alabama's run defense. And I want to ask you about the importance of staying patient with the run, because I started looking at the game by game. Since the Florida game, which Alabama played back in mid-September, only two teams have eclipsed 100 yards rushing on Alabama. They were Arkansas last week at 110, LSU at 109 a few weeks back. Both games Alabama had to fight to win. Here's what jumped out at me, Stan, though. It took 40 carries for LSU to get to 109, 42 for Arkansas to get to 110. That's a pretty bad average, but they never gave up on the run. How important is that in this game?
Well, I think you've got to be able to – you're not going to rush for 200 yards against Alabama, 250 or whatever. I mean, but you've got to be patient enough to be able to do that. You've got to take your 2- and 3-yard gains, because if you get into a 50-pass match, especially with a T.J. Finley, he's only making his second start of the season, then that's a bad recipe. So, you know, you may not break the 15 and 20, 25-yard gains, but you've got to have a running game against Alabama. I mean, you just got to, because – They can score such a good clip and a quick clip with their receivers, with Young and then Robinson. You know, you just got to be able to do that. It's got to be a part of your game. You may, not have a goal to go for 200, but you have a goal to go for 125. And you've got, a guy in Tank Bigsby that now has shown he can carry a load. And then Jarquez Hunter's a good offset of that. So, yeah, you've got to be able to run the ball. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Well, to me, outside of Tank, the most important player on that offense is Kobe Hudson. I mean, just his ability to make plays. Obviously wasn't playing last week. Do you know where he is right now, the status of Kobe Hudson?
I don't, but you're right. I think he has been that guy as the year has gone on, that important role, because they haven't had that guy that can take a top off of a defense like a Flash did last year, or just that dangerous guy that says, okay, we can't play man up with him because he can strike for 50 anytime. Demetrius Robertson's shown some flashes. Tavarius Johnson from Trustful has also been that guy that's shown some flashes, but consistently, I think Kobe Hudson has been that guy. He's a bigger target. He's a guy that can catch the third down in middle, across the middle, and yeah, he was out last week. I hope he's back. I think he was in concussion protocol, if I'm not mistaken, last week. And so I'm hoping that he will be back. That'll be a big get to get for T.J. Finley back.
Big picture, because I don't know when we'll talk to you again, Stan, after the game tomorrow. How active do you think Auburn should be or will be in the transfer portal? And I'm not talking about people leaving. I'm talking about people coming. Because if you look at what Michigan State has done with Mel Tucker, and I think they had 33 new people on the roster this year, counting all the portal people. Is that a way Brian Harsin and staff can sort of re-change this roster? And is that something, as an old-school college football guy, you'd be all into?
Well, unfortunately, you know who used to do this is actually, and it really wasn't a transfer portal thing because it wasn't around, but Bill Snyder at Kansas State used to sign a lot of junior college players.
Yes.
And those were, 2- and 3-year guys at the most. And he did a good job at Kansas State. Built, a top 20 program there. I'm just not sure you can sustain it with a lot of junior college players, but you don't get 2 or 3 years. But the transfer portal has just evolved the game. I was talking to a coach. And I won't name his name, but he's a college coach. And he said that recruiting high school kids now, you just got such a low amount of numbers because you have to save so many spots for potential transfer portal guys. And so it's unfortunate because I think it hurts the high school player because you're already limited to 25. Let's say you save 8 or 9 of those, or 5 or 6 or 10 or whatever for a transfer portal. And you can only sign, 12 or 14 high school players. So, unfortunately, that's become a part of your recruiting regimen and your philosophy. You've got to allow yourself enough spots to sign transfer portal guys. And I think you do. And there's certain positions also. Lineman is usually one that you look at some. The wide receiver. I mean, Alabama's, they're arguably their top guy this year is a transfer from Ohio State. That's just the nature of where we are in college football. And I think it's unfortunate for the high school football player that's coming out, because now, instead of 25 spots, you may have 15 to fill high school guys.
All right, he is Stan White. You'll hear him from Jordan-Hare Stadium with the Auburn Sports Network starting at 11:30, 2:30 kick for the Iron Bowl. Stan, we appreciate it all season.
Yeah. Quickly. Okay, we had this argument last week on the Auburn the tailgate show, our pregame show. Andy, we listed all favorite side items for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mine was dressing, cornbread dressing with gravy and a little turkey on top, a little green bean casserole. Andy Burcham's was cranberry sauce, and my argument was cranberry sauce is not a side, it's a topping of a side.
It's a condiment.
It's basically a condiment. Yep. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I said. Topping, yep. A condiment of a side. He argued it was a side.
No.
And so we went through the whole cast. Anyway, what is y'all's favorite side?
Oh, by the way, I like the cranberry sauce out of the can.
The ocean spray?
The ocean spray is the only way to go. But my favorite is, I mean, I love the mac and cheese stand, but like off the board is squash casserole if done right. And I had some really good squash casserole yesterday.
That's a good call. I like that. Go ahead.
I'm with you. I'm the cornbread dressing because I don't eat it any other time except for Thanksgiving and maybe Christmas, but Thanksgiving. So that says Thanksgiving to me like watching the horrible Lions play. I mean, it's just hand in hand, right? You watch those big balloons on Thanksgiving morning floating down New York. Then you watch some Lions football, and then you get cornbread dressing.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Ryan.
I'm going sweet potato casserole, Stan. I could eat a plateful of it. Yeah. I mean, I could do nothing but sweet potato casserole. It's like dessert at dinner.
Marshmallows on top?
Marshmallows on top is my preference, but I will not turn down any kind.
Yeah, my wife is a mashed potatoes favorite side. But, you know, my argument is mashed potatoes is eaten quite a bit during the year.
Year-round, yep.
So
yep.
That's me, not a true Thanksgiving side, but that's just me.
Yeah. I agree with you. That's a good discussion you guys have there. I like that. I could never have cranberry sauce again and be fine. I really don't even, like, I'm going to my in-laws' house tonight, Stan, for my wife's side of the family. I probably won't even dip it out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm like you. I don't dislike it, but I don't care for it either.
Yeah, I'm so, just, I can.
Know, that's why to me.
Leave it or take
now,
it.
You give me some dressing with some gravy and a little turkey on top, big stand. Oh, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Make you want to sit back and just watch college football all day, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, Stan, we'll see you tomorrow, buddy. Thank you for the time.
Take care, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too, buddy. That is Stan White, former Auburn quarterback with us on the Pepsi Hotline.
Hey, and listen, I don't give Brown any credit at all for anything.
That is correct.
If you've been here for 12 years, I hate when he's right about something, and I don't like it when he's really right about something.
Uh-huh.
But last night, during the battle for the Golden Egg, I made myself what I, in my house now, my wife will even attest to this, I call it, can you make me a Brown sandwich? And that is
got to be a better name. But go ahead.
That's what I call it, and yeah. That is
turkey with the dressing and the mayonnaise. Right,
mayo, you get the mayo on the bread on both sides, and then you slice that dressing down in half. You throw it on each side of the bread.
Yep.
You put the turkey in the middle, and you jam it all together.
You forgot the mayonnaise.
Yeah. Mayo on both slices. Mayo. Yeah. Mayo you just go bread. Standard white bread, just plain white bread.
I go white bread. And I do. And I'm just going to make you my own little twist because it is a condiment. I take the not handmade, homemade cranberry, but I take the ocean spray and thinly put that in the middle of it as well.
That sounds good. You drink it with an IPA?
I did not.
It's always about that.
It's always a joke, but I drink it with a Diet Pepsi.
That's good. No, did you heat the turkey and dressing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Making sure.
I can't have it cold.
No, I would not expect that.
I did not toast the bread.
No, I don't toast the bread either. I just go normal white bread. I don't add the cranberry because I'm not a big cranberry sauce guy.
But we do need to name it something differently because when I say it out loud here publicly, a Brown sandwich is not very good.
Well, because there's a kind of sandwich called a Kentucky Brown sandwich.
Open-faced turkey and gravy.
Open-faced turkey and gravy, and I've never thought that was an appealing name.
It is not very good either.
I know what it is.
You just be like the PTS, the post-Thanksgiving sandwich.
Yeah, you can go with that, the OPTS.
Yeah.
Or just call it a turkey and dressing sandwich, which is exactly what I call it.
It's really good, and it's perfect for watching football.
Now,
I had that sliced up last night, ready to go.
There's a, I guess I'd call it a deli near us. We discussed it earlier in a break, in fact. That does a turkey sandwich this time of year with a kind of a cranberry. I think it's a cranberry mayonnaise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I like that. Yeah. I'm not a big cranberry sauce guy, but that's good.
But to your point, not that I'm a redneck, but I am. Yesterday at our Thanksgiving gathering.
Breakfast. You ate breakfast?
There is a big bowl of made by a really good cook cranberry sauce that is handmade.
Mm.
But then there's also a bowl of the right out of the ocean spray can.
Yep.
That is sliced up.
Yeah, I like to see the label on it when you drop it out.
Did not even think about going to the handmade quality.
I bet at the end of the day, there was barely a spoon scoop out of it.
I think she just puts it out every year. I don't think she has to ever remake it.
It's decorative.
The homemade one's got just a bunch of crap floating around in it. You know, it's got the actual cranberries and all in there.
It
just doesn't look good to me.
It reminds me of those two guys in their waiters in the commercial when the Ocean Spray guys.
Bartles and James.
And they're floating.
Ocean Spray,
they're standing around. All those cranberries are floating in the water. You've seen that commercial.
I have, yes.
Yeah. Hey, part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Michelson. Our Michelson look ahead, trash in the next segment, later on, Rockstar's Playhouse, and more talk in our Buffalo Wild Wing pick six. But also looking ahead today, thanks to our friends at Michelson, a little basketball that I'll tell you about after you tell us about Michelson.
Texas crowd is pathetic, by the way.
Would you go watch that crap?
I have Texas minus the 3.
Okay.
So we need Texas.
You're up 6-0 already.
Hey, to find out if LASIK is right for you, call Michelson Laser Vision, 969-8100. A call I made almost 2 decades ago. I had the 2200 vision. I was legally blind. Had no idea. I went in, got the procedure done, 12 minutes for both eyes, 2015 vision. I've still got that 2015 vision. Make the call today. Ask for Amy. Tell her the Next Round sent to you, and you can schedule a hassle-free consultation to see if LASIK is right for you. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision, UAB Highlands. Call 969-8100 or online, michelsonlaservision.com.
All right, so right now happening, Boise State and San Diego State playing so early out on the West Coast that the sunrise shadows are making it hard to field punts.
You think they had to get dew off the field?
Yeah. They're playing in San Diego, actually playing in Carlsbad, California, in a soccer stadium. And Boise State, San Diego State, no score. Texas has just scored. They're up 7-0 on Kansas State. Those are the games that are ongoing. Next kick is 12:30, Iowa and Nebraska on the Big Ten Network. And then at 1 o'clock, as our show ends today, UAB at home with UTEP, finishing up their season today. In basketball, in our Michelson look ahead today, Auburn, who beat Loyola Chicago yesterday, Jabari Smith with 14. Today, they get Syracuse. They've only met one time in the history of those two programs.
Yeah, I remember it was a tournament.
Yep.
It was a great game, too.
Sweet 16, Carmelo Anthony leads Syracuse 79-78 with the win. Marquise Daniels on the Auburn team.
Who looked like the best player on the floor that night, by the way, even with Carmelo out there.
And Syracuse went on to win the national championship.
They did.
Yeah. I think they had to play that in the backyard of Syracuse, too.
As I remember, it was in Albany.
Albany or Rochester, somewhere up there.
I remember being in Albany.
In Albany. So they had to go travel and play up there back in 2003. Only lost by one. This is only the second meeting. Another note about that game. Two of, I think, 41 active coaches that are above 600 wins. Jim Boeheim, who has 9 bazillion.
Yep.
And Bruce Pearl, who now has 604.
Yeah. Jim had to give a few back not long ago, though. Yeah.
He still has 986.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. He's just giving a few back right there. So that's Auburn today at 3:30. That's on ESPN2. Alabama, after the loss to Iona, they are a favorite as they play Drake today. Dangerous Drake team. ESPNU. I mean, Iona and Drake are not bad teams, and Alabama could lose two for a top 10 team, two pretty embarrassing losses in Disney.
Yeah, and a lot of people just don't realize that those are good teams.
They know, but you got to have a bounce back if you're Alabama today.
Oh,
I mean, this
is,
especially at the free throw stripe. You just got to take pride in that.
Vegas doesn't think it's going to be much of a bounce back.
Yeah, what's the number?
Five and a half, yeah.
Tight game.
Auburn, I think, are they 11 and a half?
Oh, I can tell you.
Yeah, Auburn's a pretty heavy favorite against Syracuse.
Just saw the Bama number.
UAB and New Mexico tonight. UAB beat New Mexico yesterday. UAB and San Francisco tonight out in Vegas, 10:30 on FS1. So many good basketball games go on over these Thanksgiving tournaments.
Auburn's minus 5.5, by the way.
Both of them, huh? So I just, I have so much college football I'm watching. I miss some good basketball right now.
It's a little too much with all of them going on at the same time.
I agree.
Yeah. And with football going now, if it was just basketball, I could figure it out.
Yeah. Kentucky Hot Brown, bread, turkey, bacon, tomato, cheese, Mornay sauce is open face, says Reese.
Yikes. That's a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah. Steven, brown sandwich sounds like something we would find on Urban Dictionary at the 7th grade lunch table.
Immediately what I thought when you said
that. Yeah. Absolutely. Did not sound like it was good. Sounds like something in a movie that the maid would make for me.
Okay.
That was brown pie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was a bad ingredient for that one.
It was. All right. Our friends at Wayne's want to make sure that you're keeping the pests outside this time of year. Of course, it's getting cold. It's cold outside. Those little pests want to come inside where it's warm and dry. The folks at Wayne, since 1973, keeping everything you want on the outside of your home, keeping it nice, warm, and secure. They do that for over 100,000 families around the Southeastern Conference footprint, and that's where the Next Round broadcast to, all over the SEC footprint, and that's why Wayne's, they're the exclusive provider of everybody here on the show, from Lunsford and Forrester all the way to Brown, LT, me, and Rockstar. We all enjoy the services of Wayne's, whether it's pest control, pest prevention, termite protection, mosquito control, and lawn care services. Find out more by calling 866-WAYNES-1, and then come join us with the Wayne's family. World-class service every time. 866-WAYNES-1. Use the promo code TNR, and you'll get $60 off your initial EnviroPest service. It's our friends at Wayne's. 866-WAYNES-1.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
Think about this scenario for one moment. You wake up, step on the floor, and you feel water under your feet. You got a leak, you got a problem, I've got the answer. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. DryTech Water Restoration. They respond quickly and reply within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They've got crews ready to go at all times 24/7, and they work for the customer. It's always the number one priority. Your first call isn't the insurance company. It's DryTech Water Restoration, 205-637-0143. Beef O'Brady's has been serving up food and fun for more than 11 years with great locations in Hoover, Helena, and now Highway 280 in the Brook Highlands neighborhood. You can enjoy the food and fun at three great Beef O'Brady's locations. With more than 22 TVs and Sunday Ticket, Beef O'Brady's is the place to unwind, relax, and watch your favorite team play. Beef O'Brady's in Hoover, Helena, and now in the Brook Highlands neighborhood on Highway 280. The perfect place for serving up food and fun.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
Boy Frank 796 tonight, standby.
In school, I thought I might want to be a lawyer or a therapist. Mom always said I could talk to anyone, but being cooped up in an office all day didn't really appeal to me. And then I found a job working as a deputy in Shelby County. Now I spend my days helping people, sometimes on the worst days of their life. Nearly always, they just want someone to listen. And I've always been good at that. Plus, it pays great. Plenty of time off, great benefits, and each day is a new challenge, and I never stop talking or smiling.
If a flexible work schedule, a take-home car, paid vacations, a gym at work, and $51,000 plus a year to start sounds good to you, maybe you should think about a career as a deputy in Shelby County, Alabama. Change your life. Change your world. Look us up on Indeed.com and on Insta.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Getting the whole family into comfortable shoes can be an incredible feat, but not at New Balance Birmingham. We have the largest selection and inventory of any specialty shoe store, and our fit specialist will match your feet with the perfect New Balance shoe. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today at New Balance Birmingham.
Cookie Dough Magic is a locally owned dessert shop serving 13 flavors of edible cookie dough by the scoop. Visit today and try their delicious, safe-to-eat cookie dough in a homemade cone, milkshake, or sundae. Cookie Dough Magic also offers their cookie dough by the box, which is perfect for holiday parties, for work, classrooms, and family get-togethers. Three locations, Birmingham, Trustville, and Huntsville. And they offer nationwide shipping, of course. So visit mycookiedoughmagic.com to order. That's mycookiedoughmagic.com.
We've told you about the excellent service you get from Excalibur Services for residential heating, cooling, and electrical problems. Now, you can also depend on Excalibur for all your plumbing needs. Excalibur will perform plumbing services in the same excellent manner as our heating, cooling, and electrical services. Highly trained plumbers now teaming up with highly trained HVAC and electrical service experts. At Excalibur, we have you covered. 205-718-8688. Excalibur Services. Alabama license number 15214.
Football season is now in full swing, and you need to be winning with us at lanceslock.com. You get the free lock during the show, but get even more with a subscription at lanceslock.com. Get Lance's full slate of college football games every Saturday, as well as Sunday's NFL, all with the same subscription. No complicated or expensive weekend packages. Get everything, all leagues, every day. Only $90 a month, breaking down to $3 a day. If you want to win this football season, jump on your phone, tablet, or computer right now and go to LancesLock.com and get on board with us.
I just messed up my sweatpants. We just got
a brown
scared.
Sandwich?
I just had a brown
sandwich.
I just made a brown sandwich in my sweatpants. We got scared to death. there's nobody in the building today except one guy just surprised us. Well, my goodness, come on in. Come on in, big guy. We'll bring the gifts.
I guess officially people start Christmas the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, it's Black Friday. Yeah. Doing a lot of Christmas
come
shopping
on in.
Here. Come on in.
Walk by this way.
Merry
Walk by.
Christmas.
Oh, and Mrs. Claus.
Yes,
look at this.
It's both.
Look at this scene. Look at this scene.
How are you doing, Mr. Dunaway?
Doing great. Doing
Mr.
great.
Mrs.
Mr. Claus, how are you?
Hello. Merry Christmas, Mr.
Oh, thank
Brown.
You. Do I need to open it right now?
Wow.
Sure, if you want to.
Okay,
I'll open it. How you going, Mr. Dunaway?
Thank you.
Lance gets nothing.
You need some coal?
thank you, sir.
Lance Taylor. Rockstar?
Rockstar's
got
his.
One, too.
Baby, oh, I'm sorry.
Baby.
I stepped on somebody's
glasses. Oh, that's Jim's. Don't worry. He doesn't want to wear them anyway.
Who needs them?
Yep, Baby Rockstar got a box, too.
Baby right. Rockstar?
I got a...
Uh-oh.
I got a UFO shirt. I want to believe, it says, for those who can't see it.
I ate a lot of turkey yesterday. I hope... You know, somebody sent us a jersey last week, and I got a medium. I hope you got me extra large. Oh, I'm liking this already. Yes.
Show the cameras, Jim. Look,
I will.
Checks the size.
Let me take it in first. New Mexico.
That's right. This is Brett from, it's Santa, obviously.
Santa, obviously, yeah. Kids.
Brown, you're going to be jealous of mine.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do like that, too.
Rockstar got one.
Oh, Rockstar. I love mine. But if I was going Dirty Santa, I think I would steal Rockstar's right now and get the psych.
I almost got you that one, baby.
You did?
I don't know. The illegal alien's pretty good, right?
I do like that.
Yeah. There's a few other things in the boxes, too.
Oh,
there's more shot glasses.
Yes. Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, I got these before somebody made the comment about me over 30 not collecting shot glasses.
Who said that, Lance?
No.
It wasn't me.
That had to be Lance.
It was not me. Any critical comments got to be me.
was Rockstar?
Rockstar? Why would you say
really
that,
Rockstar? I think it was a trash story.
I can't hear.
It was a trash story.
It was a trash story.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the shot glasses again. Our collection grows. I like this.
Did you open yours?
There's another one. Is the other one for me, too?
It's Baby Rockstar.
It's Baby Rockstar.
And you got to get that one on camera.
Mrs. Santa, Mrs. Claus keeps saying Baby Rockstar. Ooh, look at this shot glass right here.
Oh, I like that one. In Colorado?
It's a tall one.
Yeah, I got a tall Colorado, too. I got an interesting
got
New York
Colorado.
One.
Oh.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Well,
man, thank you so much.
Hang on. Baby Rockstar is open. What we got? Rockstar.
Oh.
You should fit me.
You sure that's for Baby Rockstar or Nancy?
On, Rocky.
Fantastic. This is great. Surprise gifts today.
What's that one
what
say?
What does that one say?
With a shirt this cool, who needs pants, man?
With a shirt this cool, who needs pants?
My parents are cooler than yours. I don't know about that.
Rockstar. It's a Rockstar. And one more?
Yeah, who needs a baby shower now?
Potty like a rock star.
That's the one.
Like
that's the one we
that's
saw.
Her.
Yes.
There we go.
Well, thank you, Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
What a pleasant surprise.
And, Ryan, we have a mutual friend who was not sworn to secrecy, but he knew I was coming today, and he said to tell you hello.
Okay. Can you give me his name?
Dave Scroggins up in Huntsville.
Oh, yeah. Big Dave. Yeah. Big Dave listener.
Scroggins. Absolutely. We're going to meet lunch Sunday at Champions.
Okay.
Oh,
there
good.
You go.
Going down to Champions. That's good.
I love
Shout
it.
Shout out to us.
Support Dave sponsors.
Dave says, don't get abducted, Santa.
And it looks like Santa might have a fully popped shirt under his.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. You got fully popped under there. Can you?
It's chilly outside. Jack.
Okay.
It's a chilly ride in the North Pole.
Yeah, your Santa looks fully popped indeed. Let's do trash. It is brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Well, three buildings have been destroyed after an intense fire ripped through them in Rumford, and now all that's left is a pile of rubble.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
LT's hopping to get it right now. Our friends at Mortgage Right, he'll tell you about that. He's running to get trash down the hallway here. Appreciate, man. I love all the great viewers and listeners we have. Santa, one of those. We appreciate him and Mrs. Claus being here, and we appreciate Mortgage Right.
Yes, if you're ready to make some major money moves, but your bank account is at a standstill, well, our friends at Mortgage Right, they can help you get the ball rolling with a cash-out refinance, pay off your debt, renovate your home, or even find yourself that pinball machine that's been sitting in your eBay cart. Whatever needs funding in your future, you'll have the home equity to back it up. With refinancing experts nationwide, Mortgage Right will guide you through the process with ease. Make your home work for you by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We've got a new TikTok trend that is out there.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Hadn't heard about this one, Rocky. The Kool-Aid Man TikTok stunt.
Now, what would you think that would be?
Well, the Kool-Aid Man ran through the wall.
Running through a wall.
Yeah,
isn't that a good idea? This is to people's fences.
Yep. Now, the stunt, one that's been documented nationwide since the summer, has TikTokers barreling into property enclosures in destructive homages to the Kool-Aid Man from the brand's vintage commercials of years past. Now, while the most popular clips show people busting through their own walls, often without the benefit of the protective gear, the meme seems to have set off a spree of vandalism among suburban teens. Now, the Kool-Aid crisis has been smashing through the nation since at least the summer. I haven't seen this one time. Do we have a video?
No, I can try to find one.
Yeah, it's got to be really, really hard to run through the wooden fences in a lot of backyards in America.
Depends on how well constructed they are, but I would not want to try it. No.
Bump Bailey did it in the natural, right?
He absolutely did, but that was the last thing Bump did.
It really was.
He spread his ashes the next home game, I believe.
See, the Kool-Aid Man runs with his arms out, belly first. Now, I would imagine if you're going to run through a fence, you got to run through with a little shoulder into it.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to go face first.
Is it fair to say that Andy Reid is the closest thing we've got to the Kool-Aid Man?
Yeah, I would say that.
Yep. He'd be a good Macy's Santa, too.
Yeah.
Much like Santa in here.
All right, Rockstar's got a good news story here. Ooh.
All right.
That's security camera footage.
He tried to do it.
He did it.
You know, in order to do it, I think you need to dress up as the Kool-Aid Man,
though. I agree.
It gives you a little cushion as well.
Yeah. Boy, people got a lot of time on their hands, don't they?
Not excited.
This one out of Shoreline, Washington. Has Santa been to Shoreline, Washington before? He's been all over the country.
Talking to you, Santa.
Shoreline, Washington.
Shoreline, Washington.
Shoreline, Washington.
Let's just say no.
Okay. Driver.
Poor kids in Shoreline, Washington.
Who hit a car.
Santa's never been there.
And then fled, was found trying to conceal obvious damage to his hood by beating it down with his fist, according to the sheriff's office. Now, the victim told deputies she was stopped at a traffic light when she was rear-ended by a man driving a silver 2001 Lexus. She said after a brief conversation with the driver about exchanging information, the man took off. While deputies were speaking with the victim, 911 dispatchers received a call about a suspicious man who was beating on the hood of his car. Deputies went to the location, found the driver of the Lexus trying to fix a collision damage to his hood, which was bent upwards with his fist. When deputies asked if he had been involved in the crash, the man said no.
No?
Why would you ask
Why?
That?
Now, according to the sheriff's office Facebook post, based on the condition of his Lexus, deputies had a hard time believing that. Deputies said the hit-and-run victim was brought to the man's location where she confirmed that the man who was trying to fix his hood was the driver who fled after hitting her car. The man was arrested.
I mean, what are you doing, Dunaway?
It's a one shot. It's a little gun.
I always shot glass. It's a little gun. I like that.
Are you loaded? I think most people have two nipples, right?
Most people. I thought it was it you?
My dad.
Your dad had three.
Yeah.
Well, for most people, having two nipples is the norm, but one doctor has now revealed the one place you never knew you could have a nipple. TikTokers have been making videos about their moles, or actually additional nipples, they're saying. Several users post clips of their extra nipples, with some appearing below the ones on their chest, and others showing them actually in their armpits.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Now,
it does look like a nipple. That's on the guy's foot, Rockstar.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. Now, posting to TikTok, Dr. Karen Rajan said you can actually get nipples on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor referenced 2010 medical paper, which examined a man who thought he had a mole growing on his foot. Dr. Rajan explained, quote, it turns out it was actually a nipple.
Now, also said the 2006 doctors found breast tissue and a nipple on a foot of a woman.
One of the funniest movie scenes of all time is when Ben Stiller's at dinner with Robert De Niro and he talks about milking the cat. He goes, you milk the cat? He goes, oh, you can milk anything with nipples. And Robert De Niro goes, I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
It's a great line.
It's such a good
line. Are you a pothead, Fokker? No, I always pass on grass.
But I must say, with my fetish, a nipple on the foot would only add to that. Right?
Oh, my.
Wow.
You got Mrs. Claus on that one.
Sorry, Mrs. Claus. Oh, wow.
Nice.
This is scary. 600-pound male grizzly bear. They've officially designated the bear Bear 122. It's the largest bear prowling Banff Park, National Park. That's somewhere in Canada, right?
Yeah, Banff.
Yeah.
It's a good ski area.
Got a lot of bears, too.
Now, apparently. The massive mammal is heavier than 3 grown men. It roams the hills and woods near Banff, usually the first bear to emerge from hibernation. Now, he is estimated to be around 20 years old and is the biggest bear in the National Park. And his name is The Boss. Perhaps the most horrifying fact about 122, The Boss, that he is known to kill and cannibalize other bears.
Oh, that's how you stay in charge.
And just to add to this tough guy reputation, Bear 122 also reported to be hit by a train and survived it.
Well, tough cuss right there, man.
Now, he's still known to cross railroad lines in his 1,000-square-mile territory, being completely fearless despite his near miss. Experts have urged people to stay away from The Boss. Think I probably would.
Don't think I need to be urged to.
I mean, 1,000 square miles is his territory.
Now, he had
around.
His biggest rival was a 500-pound grizzly called Split Lip.
That's awesome. I love Split Lip.
But he has been in a vicious fight, and he also won his fight against Split Lip.
I remember back in our radio days when we had the discussion of silverback gorilla
grizzly
versus grizzly. And I was on the wrong end of that one. I said, oh, silverback gorilla, until people started sending us grizzly paws.
I told you guys the grizzly is the thing you don't want to
mess with. You were right. But when people started sending us the grizzly paws and the size of an actual grizzly bear.
I think somebody actually fought him on the dark web.
Yeah, that's what people sent us.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that thing kills you.
That is a normal size female human.
Yes.
And one paw.
Holding a grizzly paw. Yeah.
Yeah. Santa.
That one will get you.
Keep your reindeers close.
Again, how did Hugo Glass survive that, going back to The Revenant?
He barely did.
And it was a mama bear, too.
Yeah.
Long line of research suggests spending too much time on social media is harmful to the developing brains of children.
Mm.
But a new study has warned that even middle-aged adults are also substantially more likely to be depressed if they become social media users. Harvard University researchers found adults feel even sadder if they use platforms favored by youngsters like TikTok and Snapchat, possibly because it makes them feel old. Now, participants were asked to complete a 9-question mental health questionnaire about which social media they used. The lead author of the study, Professor Roy Perlis, told NBC News, quote, people who were using Facebook, people who were using TikTok, and people who were using Snapchat were substantially more likely to come back, tell us they felt depressed the next time they filled out the survey. But the researchers could not rule out that the depressed people may be more likely to log onto social media, perhaps as an escape. Middle-aged Snapchat users were nearly twice as likely to report feeling depressed compared to their peers who didn't use the photo-sharing platform. Older TikTok users, over 1.5 times more likely to feel low compared to their peers, but reverse was true for Facebook, where it was the under-35s who were more over 2.5 times likely to feel depressed.
You can see what you're missing sometimes. But I can also see escape. By the way, you're dialed in today.
Yeah, that one was a dead center shot right there. You know, the thing about using like TikTok and Instagram and all that is you see what people want you to think their life is.
Yeah. You don't think everything is real?
I'm always dancing.
I know.
I'm always at fine meals.
That is Trash Today, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, the holidays are approaching. You might be wondering how you can make some extra money. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a great solution. If your home's equity is the size of Santa's waist belt, then Mortgage Right can help turn that equity into cash in your pocket with Cash Out Refi. Reach out today for a free home health check to see if Cash Out Refinance is right for you. Go to MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
And as always, this hour of the show being brought to you by the great folks at Champion. Champy's Chicken on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Champy's world-famous chicken, Santa, and Dave Scroggins are going to be by there to eat at some point this weekend. Champy's Chicken, you can order Champy's world-famous fried chicken by going to champyschicken.com or stopping by Highway 119 in Alabaster to see them. Last night, Ole Miss, they won the Battle of the Golden Egg 31-21 over Mississippi State. UAB in action a little bit later on. 1 o'clock today against UTEP, wrapping up Senior Day for 20 seniors who won 2 conference championships for the Blazers. And one name to the portal today. Did you see this? Tennessee running back Tyon Evans is leaving Tennessee. Wow. He's their leading rusher. But he announced yesterday he's officially going to the portal. 525 yards, 6 touchdowns, and he's portal bound.
Things seem to be headed in the right direction there. That's a surprise. It's a really good offense to be in.
You lost 2 really good running backs last year, Chandler and Gray.
Yep. Eli Ricks, by the way, the 5-star corner who's in the portal from LSU, said, I chose LSU because of Ed Orgeron. If he's not going to be there, I'm not going to be there. Yeah. He's narrowed his list of his next schools to 4. His native Southern California USC Trojans without a coach, Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia. Those are his 4.
He's picking from the top.
Yeah, he really is. I told you, though, I mean, the line would I mean, it would be deep.
Yeah, it'll start out the door.
He's good, yeah.
All right, as we head to break, the show being brought to you by our friends at Standifer.
Auto rates have lowered 4 times in the past 12 months, so it's a great time to call the Standifer Insurance Group for an insurance checkup. 205-664-3200. That's 205-664-3200. Have your coverages ready and what you pay each month. See if they can save you like they did for me. StandiferInsuranceGroup.com on the web.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Sometimes it's not just losing the weight, but keeping the weight off. I'm Jim Dunaway, and I told you how Weight of Wellness helped save my life. They helped me lose 45 pounds. They got my blood pressure and cholesterol in check. And now they're helping me keep that weight off throughout the football and holiday season. You can see more online at aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. Every plan is individually designed. No contracts, no sign-up fees, and you get a free consultation. See it all on the website, aplanforme.com. Weight of Wellness, your journey to healthy living.
If you're looking for a fun golf atmosphere that is laid back with a peaceful environment, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280, is perfect for you. Just a short drive from Birmingham, this 18-hole, 200-acre track with rolling fairways and ample greens is the definition of peacefulness of the country just miles from the city. Enjoy a great lunch before your round and a cocktail on the wraparound porch after 18. Come see us today. The Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Want more of the Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app. Greystone Chiropractic and their brand new facility in Tattersall Park is the premier family wellness office in Birmingham. Dr. Lee Goldenberg is committed to helping families unleash their unlimited healing potential naturally in a beautiful and stress-free environment. Voted best in Birmingham 3 years in a row, nominated for Shelby County Healthcare Provider of the Year. What sets Dr. Goldenberg and Greystone Chiropractic apart? Their attention to detail, their thorough approach with patients, and their excellent customer service. I trust my family with Dr. Goldenberg. You can too. Visit GreystoneChiropractor.com or call 981-8090.
If you need to move, you only need two men and a truck. Local or long distance, they can pack it, load it, move it, unload it, and arrange it when you get there. See more details at twomenandatruck.com or call the Tuscaloosa Northport location, 205-614-8522, 205-614-8522. And guess what? You can get a free quote on your moving cost up front, to or from campus, from your apartment to your next home, or from Tuscaloosa to L.A., your next move starts and ends with twomenandatruck.com. There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the po' boys. But I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
Brown's about to update us on the cow and equipment poll questions that we've had out for about 24 hours. Boy, somebody's shedding over here. I mean, I've got a lot of hairs, and I know it ain't me. I wonder where it's coming from. Could be Santa. Could do you have a cat? Santa, do you have a cat? Yep.
I have a black lab.
Oh, it's black. It's small black hairs. Your black lab is shedding, is what it is. Yeah, two black labs. It's Santa's dogs. It's okay. It's fine. I just knew that if I've got hair in front of me, it wasn't coming from me.
I always thought Santa would have like a husky, right?
A husky, yeah. Like a Malamute or whatever those are called.
Got to have a lot of hair when you're up in the North Pole there. Cowan Equipment poll questions from Brownie. Our Cowan Equipment folks are always ready to help you out.
Yeah, Cowan Equipment, proud to partner with the Next Round on our new venture here. Would love the opportunity to partner with your company on your heavy equipment needs. Visit us. Go to Cowan.com to find out more about how we can be your heavy equipment solution, from rental and new equipment sales to superior service and parts. For more information, again, go online, go to Cowan.com.
Which fan base will regret signing their coach to the latest long-term contract? 69% of you said James Franklin at Penn State, 31% Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. I think I agree with the listeners there.
Mel Tucker was not an option.
I did not give him an option for that. It was those two.
If you had to vote one off the Thanksgiving table, 53% of you voted off mac and cheese, 27% turkey, 20% dressing or stuffing. Dressing/stuffing. If they were in the playoffs, bigger threat. 39% of you said Ole Miss, 34% Oak State, 17% Cincinnati, and 10% Notre Dame.
If Ole Miss played Cincinnati right now, Lance.
It's a great game.
It's a really good game.
Yep.
I think Ole Miss probably would be a 1 or 2 point favorite, but I think it'd be a really good game.
Okay, look, Ole Miss, Cincinnati, Ole Miss, Michigan, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, Oklahoma State, Ole Miss, Baylor. Those are the teams, other than the big three, those are the teams right in front of
those
them.
Those are all Tulsa.
Ole Miss could win any of those games.
Yep, absolutely. They could lose every one of them.
Yep.
They could.
So it's definitely a coin toss.
Finally, did Brown draw a good beaver? 92% of you said yes, 8% said no.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good beaver.
Thank you. Now, you guys did say it looked like the Wolf Pack.
Yeah, we brought that up, and I could see a little bit of that, but it was still really, if he wouldn't have brought that up, I think it was almost spot on.
Really good beaver. If you would look on the depth of your beaver, on the snout,
right?
If you'd tighten that up a little bit.
Too big of a nose for the beaver, or too big of a snout for a beaver?
Yeah, just tighten that up a little bit, I think it'd be spot on. It was really well done.
I think the teeth were to scale.
I will tighten up my beaver from here on out.
Yeah, it's always good. Our friends at Odie's, before we get into the conversation, what Glenn Gilbo was talking about this morning. It's one of our morning rounds reads at nextroundlive.com. It's brought to you by our friends at Odie's.
Yeah, great place to go watch some of this Friday football. You can sit out on that patio, enjoy this great fall weather. Birmingham Institution, located in Crestline Village, had a great time there on Wednesday night for Odie's team trivia. Of course, we do that every Wednesday, so mark that down. But a great place to enjoy food from Rodney Davis, award-winning wings, burgers, delicious sandwiches, including my personal favorite, the Diablo sandwich. Go see Will Haver and that great staff today, Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
Glenn Gilbo said LSU has narrowed their search down to three candidates, and Lane Kiffin and Lincoln Riley are not on the list.
Really?
Tell me Mark Stoops says.
The candidates are, according to Glenn Gilbo, who is pretty well tied with the LSU program.
Yeah, covered them for a very long time.
And he writes this at OutKick. The candidates are Dave Aranda Baylor, Louisiana Lafayette Billy Napier, Iowa State's Matt Campbell. And that's from Glenn Gilbo of OutKick. Now, Glenn, after I tweeted it out in the morning rounds, Glenn responded and said, Lane Kiffin is the best possible hire out there for any coaching job in college football and probably as good as any who will be up for NFL jobs, period.
I disagree with Glenn on that.
I do, too.
But not in the mix at LSU, according to him.
I would be surprised that you chose to hire really any of those three in front of Lane Kiffin, though.
Well, look, Dave Aranda still isn't proven. He's done a good job this year, but it's been 1 year. One bad year last year, one good year this year. Matt Campbell has lost a little luster to me. Again, he had a really, really veteran team. And that Big 12 was wide open this year.
It really
was. Look at what Oklahoma State's been able to do. So to me, as much as I've liked Matt Campbell, and he's done a tremendous overall job in Ames, I don't know if this job is too big for him. I'm just not sure.
And
then what was our third candidate? Billy Napier.
Billy Napier.
Who knows?
But to Matt Campbell, he preaches a certain culture at Iowa State that I'm not sure resonates with five-star recruits.
I don't think it does. Now, that's not to say you couldn't adjust to what does resonate with five-star recruits.
Right.
But I agree with you.
And that culture is us against the world, right?
Yeah, and he's having to recruit Iowa State, and he's recruiting two- and three-star guys and building them into a competitive team.
It's why sometimes the Kent State coach in basketball doesn't work at Arkansas.
That's right.
Where more than not, it doesn't work.
It doesn't, because you're selling one thing on that mid-major level, and you get to the McDonald's All-Americans, and they're not buying that.
That's right.
And you have to adjust.
Wait, you want me to dive after a loose ball?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, no, it's true. You're absolutely right.
Come from a group five. The thing I would say about Billy Napier, he can recruit. And so recruiting is half the battle. Again, once he gets one of these big jobs, I don't know what's going to happen.
But of all those involved, if you include Lane Kiffin, that's the one guy I feel like I actually know what I'm getting in a big job. And I'm not saying that's great, but I feel like I know what I'm getting out of Lane Kiffin. I have no idea out of Napier. And I don't feel like I know yet out of Aranda or even Matt Campbell in a really big job.
So across the board here, though, we all think Lane Kiffin is being talked about in some of these rooms for big jobs, but it's also being talked about at the Ole Miss level, where they are probably working very hard to make sure their guy doesn't leave today.
I would think so. I mean, I think Keith Carter, the Ole Miss athletics director, is putting together his very best offer. And I'm sure he's already been doing that. I'm sure they've long been in discussions with Lane, knowing that this carousel, once Orgeron was out, you knew the carousel was going to be crazy.
Because, look, 10 wins in a regular season, first time in program history.
Mm-hmm.
Game day comes to town for an game. I mean, that's not one. I mean, game day didn't have to be there that day. They went because it was a good show.
They knew Lane would put on a show for them.
With Lane in town, and they knew the Ole Miss fans would put on a show. So he brings attention to your program. There is nothing that Lane Kiffin has done in Ole Miss that hasn't been positive
so
far.
It hasn't been. Now, the thing about it is, when Lane is your coach, he brings a lot of attention to your program, but you have to be comfortable with the fact that the attention is centered on Lane.
That's right. He's the show.
He's the show, but he's the show at your program. So it does bring your program some attention.
And again, I think at a bigger program that has won national championships recently,
they don't
like
need
LSU
that.
And Florida, they don't need that. I think for Ole Miss, we agree it's a great fit. I think Ole Miss fans would be devastated if he is to leave. You think about it. You had a good coach in Cutcliffe. You ran him off. Then Orgeron comes on. Complete disaster. Then you get a good coach in Hugh Freeze. Scandal runs him off. Then Matt Luke takes over.
And you got ignored for 2 years with Matt Luke as
coach. You were an irrelevant program.
That's right.
And then you get Lane Kiffin, and you're back being relevant. You don't want to lose that guy. You see what other programs are paying. SEC has deep money at all these programs. You got to pay him.
So I think Keith Carter has long been working on this, and now that the carousel is what it is, the cost of business is probably going up a little bit.
Yeah, you got to outbid LSU and Florida and anybody else that could want Lane Kiffin or potentially want Lane Kiffin, maybe even back to USC. So if you're Ole Miss, you got to pay top dollar to keep him there in Oxford. Scoreboard update after I tell you about the folks at the Pants Store. Five great locations right there in Crestline, over in Leeds, Trustville, Tuscaloosa and Huntsville, as well as you watch us on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and Twitter today. You folks in Tuscaloosa and Huntsville can jump to the Pants Store, or anybody can order online at pantsstore.com. Pantsstore.com. Scoreboard update, Kansas State just housed one.
A slow white guy just outran all of Texas' defense.
Isn't he the quarterback?
Yes, but I mean, it looked like he was running a 5-3-40.
By the way, the backup quarterback.
Yeah, Will Howard just took it to the house. Extra point pending. That will put Kansas State up 14-13 if they make the extra point. Just starting second quarter there. Just now, second quarter out in Carlsbad. Boise State up 7-3 on San Diego State. We're about 35 from the kick of Iowa and Nebraska. And, of course, UTEP and UAB go at 1 o'clock today down at Protective.
Looks like he's dragging a piano down the sideline.
Top of the hour right here. We are about 15 minutes away from Rockstar's Playhouse as well. When we come back, LT tells us 14, not 9, not 11, 14 unranked teams who can beat ranked teams. There's only 25 ranked teams. 14 unranked that can beat ranked teams from LT when we come back.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.